Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Kurt Sunny of the 4th Legislative District in Erie County. Representative Sunny, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, the House has worked long and hard this June on a state budget, and we've been successful in putting together a plan for state spending in the coming fiscal year that will not adversely affect Pennsylvania taxpayers. And it also addresses some important issues, including education, school safety, things like that. What are some of the details people need to know?
I am pleased to say that we were capable of getting a budget done not only on time, but a little bit early. It was with agreement of the Senate and the governor, and that's why it was a much smoother process this year. You know, as a member of the Appropriations Committee, we worked hard on crafting a budget plan that we believed that the governor would be agreeable to. So specifically, the 2018-19 budget really focuses on public safety, education, and saving for the future, including setting aside money in the state's rainy day fund for the first time in over a decade. You know, it's a $32.7 billion budget, and we're able to meet all of our obligations. Basically, the economy is doing well, and unemployment is at record lows. So, therefore, the state is able to capture more money from sales taxes and income taxes and business taxes. And that is really what set the tone for us to be able to get this budget done. In terms of education, the budget creates a new $60 million block grant program for schools to institute stronger safety measures. It also increases funding for basic and special education, and of course, pre-K counts also. So we're putting an additional $140 million into education from preschool all the way through 12th grade. We've also increased all of our state-related and also did a new line item for career and technical training. So, you know, we're really focusing on education and making sure that we continue to move our students forward. Every school in the 4th Legislative District will receive increased funding, and it's also encouraging that the state's higher education institutions are going to be receiving about a 3% increase. Also in the budget, there's $4 million for EMS agencies, funding to train an additional 285 state police troopers. And on the human services side, there's an increase in spending that will allow an additional 965 people living with intellectual disabilities to receive services. And it also provides for about 800 families affected by the opioid epidemic. So we are able to not only increase spending, but create a few new line items to deal with some of the issues that we're all dealing with today. So I'm very happy to see that we were not only on time, but early, and we are moving forward here in Pennsylvania.
Representative Sunny, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Kurt Sunny.